Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Beshoy, is going to join us. He talks about family law, family matters, when you need to have an attorney. And today's topic, I was floored when I heard it. I know you're going to be when you hear it as well, but how about divorce in one day, divorce in a day? He's going to come and talk with us about what this is, what this means, and how you can utilize the information he's sharing if it applies to you. Welcome back to This Needs to Be Said, Attorney Beshoy. How are you?
Thank you, Kathy. It's a pleasure being here. It's a wonderful, wonderful day outside.
Oh, I'm glad it's good weather for you. Are you ready for the holidays?
Yes, ma'am. We are ready.
All right. Well, tell me about this, because when you told me, hey, I want to talk about a divorce in a day. I'm not married yet, but it's funny that I need this information maybe. I'm just kidding. But I'm not even married, but I'm like, people can get divorced this quickly? I thought a year was quick. So tell me what this is about so I'm done speculating and the audience can hear what you have to share.
So this concept is intended for parties who don't want to fight. Divorce, there's the constant myth of 6 months and a day. My divorce has to take a minimum of 6 months, which is not true. This is by the law. It's a cool-off period. So our concept, it's an event that we're hosting February 1st. Our goal is to walk five parties through their entire divorce process in one day. So the plan is for the parties to come in. It would have to be both parties, the husband and wife, any married couple who are seeking a divorce, they'd be able to come in. We would walk them through the custody and get a custody agreement together, the division of assets, the support, and essentially it would be a five-hour experience where at the end of the five-hour experience, they would walk out with a judgment in their hand.
Tell me, let's back up a little bit. You said normally it's 6 months of separation in order to get a divorce. So what about your workshop or your process is able to close that 6 months of waiting or the cool-off period?
So the divorce date would be dated 6 months later, but the judgment would be submitted to the court. They would have a final court order. They just would not be able to remarry if they wish until that 6 months and a day date, and the judgment would have that future date on it.
So for people who are considering doing this, what are some things that they need to understand?
So the one thing that they need to understand is they do not have to wait and their divorce does not have to take 6 months. Their divorce can be done in a matter of one day, 5 hours. They would walk out with a final judgment. It would be submitted to the court. Once the final decree comes back stamped with the court, it would be dated with a future date of whatever 6 months and a day. So you're looking at August 2nd would be the divorce date if everything is submitted on February 1st.
Fantastic. So you came up with this concept, or your practice came up with this concept. Tell me, what need did you all see that said what desire did you see that said, okay, we need to put this together and have people, you know, go through this process?
One of the most common misconceptions is that the divorce has to be litigated, and it doesn't. If the parties are on good terms and they just recognize that they need to go their own separate ways, they agree on almost all of the issues or all of, you know, the divisions, then it's possible. It is truly possible to get everything concluded in a day. It's similar to mediation, except mediation there's a lot of negotiating going back and forth. The thing about divorce in a day is you would walk in, the setup is multiple rooms. In each room, you would walk in with the significant other, and you'd be able to address one of the issues in your divorce, walk out with an agreement, and by the time you get to the fifth or sixth room, you're done. And you can walk away, and, you know, you don't have to fight. It doesn't have to be litigious. It doesn't have to be, you know, a scorched earth.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier, and the parties benefit from this greatly because there's a lot of unknown factors when you're litigating. It could be that the judges are, you know, don't side with you. It could be that The attorney's fees are too expensive. So there, this is an opportunity for couples to not one save on attorney's fees, but truly be in control of what division and what order or agreement that they have together.
Now, for people who want to participate in this process, in this workshop that you're going to have, how do they go about connecting with you to, or how do they go about registering?
So there's a few ways that they can do it. The easiest would be to call our office. We have two locations. We have our Temecula location and our Corona location. All they would have to do is pick up the phone, call 951-587-0505, mention divorce in a day. Our intake gals will take good care of them. They'll give them the steps. There's going to be multiple emails with documents sent out to just prepare them for it. They would have to register at least 2 weeks prior to the deadline, preferably by no later than January 15th, just so they can reserve a spot. Now, I know that we only have 5 spots available, so it's going to fill up quick. The other option is the – I apologize. Go ahead.
I was just saying, all right. I was I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was listening along.
So the other option is they could always reach out to us via our website at www.temeculadivorce.com. All they have to do is mention divorce in a day, and my staff will get them set up, get them registered. Now, this event is not – obviously, it's not free. There is a fee for it, but it's a fraction of the price of what it would be to litigate the case.
And for those who are considering going through divorce, what you're saying is that these two people have realized that while I may love you, this isn't what I need to be doing, or, you know, something has changed and we don't have to beat each other up. We can agree to be amicable. So people need to understand that. We don't need to fight. No one's trying to get over on anybody. Nobody's trying to one-up anybody. We're just trying to move forward, trying to move on. And they're working as a team during this process. What are some things that they need to have ready when they register for this event once they've been accepted? I know it's only 5 couples that can be allowed in, but in the event that you have this workshop again and this process, it goes well and people say, hey, I'd rather do this than to wait and pay more money, they're going to tell their friends, of course. So what are some things that people need to say, okay, I need to have these documents organized, or I need to have these thoughts organized when I go in here? How do they prepare for you?
So the biggest thing that they can do to expedite the process is have their financial documents ready. So bank statements, deeds, car titles, any stock options, 401k plans. That's really the only thing. If they want to sit and try to discuss some sort of custody agreement in advance, that would also speed the process up. But really, we're going to walk them through it step by step. They're going to go from room to room. They have an hour per room to go through and finalize everything. And again, the point is you walk out with a divorce decree and you're divorced and you're ready, you know, the future, you're ready for what the future holds. The future, you know, it's truly not the end of the road. And the idea behind this plan is those who do not want to fight have this opportunity. And, you know, we know that the legal system is bombarded, the courthouse is bombarded, and it's not enough. So this is a great opportunity for people to get together. They're in control of their future and get this divorce over with.
Well, I think that this is phenomenal. And I know I've asked every question. You've answered every question thoroughly. I just wish I could virtually go through it, you know, because it sounds like it would be fun. Not fun because you're getting a divorce, but the care that's going into it. And as you have come on the show before and talked, we're talking about family law and with Attorney Beshoy, and you shared with me how compassionate you are as an attorney towards your clients. And while that's not something as a consumer you hear often, I've had the pleasure of talking with you and some other attorneys, and you aren't trying to get us. You want us to be equipped to make our next best decision. So in this case, it's a divorce. And so that part sounds fun. So I wanted to clarify that. That part sounds fun because every step of the way, someone's going to be there for you to help you through this process. And that isn't how life is all the time. So in this tough space, knowing that you have people who are knowledgeable, who are experts in this area, who care enough about you as the human, as well as your budget, because these things do break down people, and that would make people upset. From my understanding, money is one of the main reasons that people fall out in relationships. So if we could end on, you know, a good note, and I have money left and you have money left to begin again, I think that this is a gift to each other. This is, you know, a great way to say, I love you. I care about you as a human. Our journey is time for us to split off somewhere else. So I'm really excited about what's happening, what's coming up, and I hope to hear more of these that you all are doing. So I hope that we get to do a follow-up in a few months after this event, and you share with us what happened so I can see if, you know, what I was thinking and my excitement is accurate. Before we wrap this up, as always, I want you to let people know how to get in touch with your office for other needs outside of the topic we were talking about as it concerns family law, as well as, you know, just give us a short recap of the event, Divorce in a Day, and what they need to know. I want that to be the last thing on their mind.
Absolutely. So we are attorneys specifically exclusive to family law. Our firm's Family Law Matters. I'm a managing partner. We have two locations, one in Temecula, California. The other is in Corona, California. Best and easiest way to get a hold of us is pick up the phone, call 951-587-0505. You can also look us up on our website. It's www.temeculadivorce.com. And again, Divorce in a Day, it's a great workshop. You walk in and you walk out with a divorce decree. You don't have to fight. It does not have to be a fight. You can both work this out amicably and in the same time, you know, preserve the relationship that both of you have with your kids, if any, save as much of your assets as you possibly can, and just move on with your future because your future is bright.
Absolutely. Attorney Beshoy, thank you so much for stopping by This Needs to Be Said and sharing this information with us. I look forward to speaking with you again in the future, as well as following up after the event, because I would love to see how things go for that. Until
Absolutely.
Next time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.